Hello.
Hey Tammy, it's B. How are you?
I'm not good.
What's going on?
You know what's going on.
Does it have to do with this email I just saw from Kiana? So that the payoff for this judgment?
I'm talking about the judgment against my house.
Yeah, do you know? So
I had no clue about it. Never
what is
received the
that?
first paperwork on it.
Do you
It's
know what
over
it
a
is?
very old, yeah, I know what it is. It's over a very old hospital bill that happened back in 20, oh my God, 2012, when we lived in Roanoke, when my husband had to have his hand operated on.
Yeah.
And then he, when we were making payments on it, and then he got on disability, and I called and told him about it. And, they said, well, okay. So it's like, and then they started asking me. I paid what I could, and then when I lost my job, I couldn't pay no more. So I had no clue they'd put a judgment on my house. And now that I'm disabled too.
So
So I don't.
what did Kiana say? What'd she recommend?
I didn't talk to her. I guess she's the one who called me, the one from the title company. Okay. She told me I needed to contact these at five. She sent me the judgment, but the judgment ain't doing me no good without some phone number. She said she was gonna try to send me some paper phone numbers of the ones who had pushed for the judgment, so that I could call and see if I could get it released. Since it's been so many years,
Right.
since it's
Yeah,
been
since it's
over
been
ten
10 years.
years.
Yeah, and when you do that, just explain to them that you've been on disability, you told them you were on disability, and I'm sure they can help out. So
Well, I don't know
I
what's
mean this
going to happen, how long it's going to take, what's going to happen. So,
Are you going to call them? Are you planning on calling them today?
I don't have the number to call them. She hasn't sent me the numbers. All she done was send me the paper from the courthouse.
So, if it's against, is your friend's husband's name Frankie?
Yeah.
If it's on Frankie, why? I thought he wasn't on the deed, just you were.
He's not on the deed, but we're married, and in the state of Virginia, that's the way it works, honey.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can find a number for you to call.
Because when you're married in the state of Virginia, you take on his bills too. And if this would have happened before we got married, it wouldn't have nothing to do with me. But it happened after we were married.
That's in Roanoke.
Roanoke, is it Roanoke? It's Roanoke City General District Court. And I don't know
Yeah,
what to
so
call the
it's.
courthouse or whether to call or who to call.
Well, we want to call the hospital. So what we're gonna have to do is, I can give you the number for the hospital, Tammy, but you're gonna have to let them. There's an overdue charge that you need to talk to somebody, and they're gonna be the ones to transfer your call to the right person, and
And
I
I'm
would
gonna
just.
tell you, I've been through this with them in the past. And when they said once it's done been sent to the court system, it's out of their hands.
Well, I mean, the money would go to them, so.
That's why, I don't know what to say. I went through this, they gave me a certain number to call before, and that has been years ago. I couldn't tell you where any of that's at. And I was making payments, and now I don't know.
Okay.
It's gone through the court system, and I probably had to go back to court just to get it released. since it's all, it's since a judge signed off on it. I don't know, but I bet you anything.
Well, it doesn't hurt to call and ask some questions. So I'm going to text you over the number so to see if you can't get in touch with, I guess it's collections. I don't know what they call it in the hospital, but I'm going to send you over their number so that you can call the hospital and see if you can't get in touch with the right person. Now, if you and I need to do a call together at some point, we can set that up. But right now, I think the best stuff is for you to give them a call, see what they say, let me know, and then we'll just take it one step at a time, okay?
Yeah, because I don't see me going anywhere.
So, speaking of you going somewhere, I wanted to ask you about that $100 deposit. Who does that need to go to?
It's got to go to Virginia Tickets Title, Virginia Title Center in Roanoke.
Okay. So the people I spoke to yesterday.
Yeah.
Did they, did the guy sign last night? Do you know?
He was supposed to sign today. See, I talked to her earlier. They're supposed to meet in the office today to sign.
Okay. Well, do me a favor. When you have confirmation that they signed, let me know. I'm going to call the title company. I'm going to put that $100 EMD down, okay?
Okay. I'll text her. I don't know, because I've been text her and told her I didn't. That we probably wouldn't be able to do anything because I don't know what's going to happen with this.
Well,
because this $9,000 plus interest, I'm not going to have anything too hard to move with. Because
well,
the judgment, I don't have it to pay.
They might be able to waive at least the interest and late charges and things like that. That might get it down. I mean, Tammy, this doesn't mean that the deal's done. So we just have to figure out how to take care of it. So that's just what we got to do. We just got to call the hospital. We're going to go ahead and put the EMD down. We definitely want to, I would text the realtor back and say, hey, you know, I was advised to put the EMD down. So we're going to do that. We want to keep moving forward.
She's supposed to call me. She's in Bible study.
Okay.
She texted me and told me she would call me back later.
Okay. Well, just let her know that we're ready to put down the EMD. So once they have the contract over there and there's actually a file I can put an EMD down on, I can make that call and do that. But, Tammy, this is not the end-all be-all, okay?
Okay.
Give the hospital a call. Let me know what they say. If we need to jump on a call together, then we'll just have to do that.
All right. Thank you.
Of course. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.